all night at a fairground in town. When Esther first saw the ugly man, he groveled toward her and stood by his side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollar Gutenberg on the curb. And the lights from the rides showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl. She stared at the bucket, bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes, and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church. And she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel, and the people looked beat. darkest hour night. Nervously she fumbled for the pouch that held the puppet on her arm. Feeling quite alone, Esther hid behind the nearby pile of lumber, where she waited till the dawn. Cause it would have been a blunder to succumb to a hoodlum on the prowl. A peaceful moment, but she thought she'd heard a sound. It was an angry mob of joggers coming up to knock her down. As Esther stood and shook her head, the joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice but to swim. As the frosty water sank its bitter teeth into her hide, she tried to slide the heavy clothing from her skin. She made her way towards the shore, when suddenly she felt a thing tugging at her toe. The puppet she'd forgotten wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankle, and it wouldn't let her go. The waves seemed to open and swallow her whole, as the doll pulled her down through the eerie green deep, and the sound of the laughing old man filled her ears. She drifted away to a tranquil and motionless sleep.